Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, "I totes love going to the mall with Becca." Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, "Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case."
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You're here to make a significant announcement.
I've registered as an Arizona independent. I know some people might be a little bit surprised by this.
Huh?
Actually, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, a growing number of Arizonans and people like me just don't feel like we fit neatly into one party's box or the other. And so, like many across the state and the nation, I've decided to leave that partisan process and really just focus on the work that I think matters to Arizona and to our country, which is solving problems and getting things done.
You know why? You know why, Chris?
Why?
Because she's quirky and eccentric.
A maverick.
She's a maverick. Pew, pew, pew. Look at me. Look at me. I'm holding myself hostage. Isn't that like that scene in...
What's the scene in
She's
what?
Holding herself hostage.
What scene are you talking about?
What am I thinking of?
I have no
What's
idea.
It's a Mel Brooks movie. What am I thinking? Come on.
I don't know what you're talking
so
about.
So holding a gun to your own head. You know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
The sheriff.
Oh, Blazing Saddles?
Yes, yes, yes. That's
okay.
It. Everyone, yeah, everyone was screaming
like
that at
okay.
their radio.
Yeah.
Just now. Oh, my God. I just said, just load the shut-up cannon.
Oh, bitch. Please. Take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there. Because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
And?
Shut the up. Shut all the way the up until you reach the top of shut Mountain where there are no more f-ups to shut.
I'm glad I got some backup on Twitter already this morning. Rick says, good morning, heathens. Thank you again, Georgia. We've all had a significant other like Kirsten Sinema, haven't we? Yes. Is it just me? Quirky, blonde, bisexual, eccentric, exciting, crazy. And what did I say, Chris? What did I say? She's not going to caucus with Republicans, so this is just a total look-at-me move. Look at me. Look at me. Attention whore, attention whore. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were saying if Warnock had lost, would she have done this? Probably not.
Probably not.
She would have found another way to get attention.
Because she would have maintained her power, the power that she has. But because...
Oh,
but
my God.
Because... other guy in Georgia won. Because he won.
Right.
Her power was diminished, so she had to find a way to get some more power again.
Right.
That, it's all about power with her and maintaining the office.
Well, again, she won't caucus with Republicans and suggested she intends to vote the same way she's always voted, which is with Democrats. So that there's no... This is just...
Warnock. That's who it was.
Thank you. Okay. Sinema's move means Joe Manchin will hold on to some, but not all of his outside influence in the Democratic caucus. Oh, thanks for that lovely parting gift as well. Giving Joe Manchin back a little more of his look at meanness. Oh my God, what did we turn out at this rate in all over the country and in Georgia to make Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema irrelevant? And she was like, no,
I'm not going to be irrelevant.
I will not be ignored.
Oh, I think she'll be irrelevant now.
Oh my God. Chris has suggested we do a remote from the Chris Town Mall in The Fashion Bug?
The Fashion
her
Bug.
Her next stop?
At Christel Mall in
yeah,
at,
her at next stop as 16th, manager.
At 16th Avenue and Bethany Home in Phoenix.
Yes, USA Singers tweets, Kyrsten Sinema switched from Democrat to an independent because she can't decide if she wants to help give equal rights to women or Nazis. And so we were deciding a soundbite to play over the top. I was like, oh, because can we celebrate Britney being free or marriage equality for a second? No, we can't because look at me! Look at me! Oh, I'm so quirky and erratic. You never know what I'm going to do next. Can't celebrate gay rights or a gay woman being home with her wife for Christmas because look at me! I'm a quirky bisexual.
That being said, Brittany Griner is in the arms of her wife.
Yes.
Right
yes. And that's the story I wish to focus on this morning. That's why I'm wearing my Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Oh, and this was a nice tweet. Beguiler tweets, Mama, congrats on your new girlfriend. I hope it goes better than your last relationship as Mrs. Senator Stephanie Sinema.
Yeah, we need to talk
that
about
was
that.
Was just fun to say, Mrs. Senator Stephanie Sinema.
It was never
that was fun.
Fun
to say.
It was
as before
never
I knew
fun.
She was, you know, was like, a quirky maverick. Like all my relationships. It's before I knew she was.
What is it about you that attracts the
as my friend Rob used to say, crazy blonde bisexual ex. I thought she was just crazy cake with normal icing. I didn't know she was crazy cake with crazy icing. Yeah, we discovered that together.
What is it about you that attracts that sort of person?
Ooh, no, my girlfriend now is fantastic and amazing
that.
And sane. I have moved on.
So,
I am making better choices,
Chris.
Did you
fix something?
Better, yes, I fixed something deep within myself.
Okay.
You've been corrected.
I don't attract crazy anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, and also, point of order, I've never met Kyrsten Sinema. She has no idea who I am. So
I'm sure she's been told. But there's this crazy.
Okay, there's a restraining order against you.
I am getting more expeditious in my blowing up my relationships in that I never met her before it turned into a disaster. Okay, do I have to listen? We might as well get it out of the way. Let's listen to more of her stupid, eccentric blather.
But that's 51-49. What you're doing today doesn't change that. It's still basically going to be 51-49.
Mm.
Well, I know you have to ask that question, Jake,
yeah.
But that's kind of a DC thing to worry about. What I'm really focused on is just making sure that I'm doing what I think comports with my values and the values of Arizonans. So when I come to work each day, it'll be the same. I'm going to still come to work and hopefully serve on the same committees I've been serving on and continue to work well with my colleagues of both political parties.
Oh, really?
I'm not
aren't
really spending
great?
Much time worrying about what the mechanics look like for Washington, D.C. And to be honest, Jake, I don't think anyone in Arizona is caring about that either.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they care. Pretty much everyone hates you at this point. Oh, yeah. I don't even think people are going to take your fashion advice at Christown Mall at the Fashion Bug at this point.
If she says you look cute in a top, you'll buy the other one.
Is it me? Is it just, is someone, is she's irritating to you? She's to me just like someone sticking some little, like a twig in the corner of your eye, something.
See, it's a very specific thing. It's like season 5 Beverly Hills 90210
right.
When Kelly Taylor says, I choose me. That's what
that's
what she just did. She's Kelly Taylor, I choose me.
I'm going to talk in this very baby girl voice because I'm.
Very specific
I'm sorry,
reference.
What else did she say in that? I'm sorry. You know what? I need to get a dog again quickly because my eyes have rolled entirely back in my head. Can you see them? Because I can't see. Okay, one more.
They're going to call you every name in the book after this comes out. They're going to call you a traitor. They're going to call you an ingrate.
Yes.
What are you going to say?
What?
Well, I think I'll do what I always do, Jake, which is keep doing the work that I know is important for my state.
Shut up.
You know, I just...
In the short
not
term,
worried.
I'm...
Oh, you self-important attention whore. Yeah. Just shut up.
You missed the end of it, though.
There's got to be more in the shut up canon.
Yes.
Oh. Thank you.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I'm sorry. What did I miss at the end? Sorry.
She said, I'm just not worried about people who might not like this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She went all about her.
Yes. Oh, you have to. Uh oh, something's.
There's a thing with a thing.
Technical times.
You just keep talking.
All right, let's go to Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. Oh, Sue, how do you do?
Oh, good morning.
Yes, hi.
Kudos, huge kudos to Chris.
Chris, your tweet went viral. It's all over Raw Story.
Oh, and fantastic.
It's being retweeted because you nailed her. You're a former Arizona voter. You know exactly who she is. You said it fabulously, and I am literally tweeting it out on all my social platforms.
Hold on. Chris is dealing with technical times on the phone. Can you read the tweet? Do you have it in front of you? We'll find it.
I do. Hold on. Give me a second.
Yes, I retweeted Chris as well.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just opening it.
All right. Okay. We'll wait here.
I got it. Yeah. Okay. Cinema is blatantly power hungry. When I lived in Tempe, she ran as a Green.
Yep.
Now she wants to convince Arizonans and the rest of the country that she's a quirky maverick. She is none of that. Her vacillation shows that Senator Sinema has no core values.
Yep, exactly.
And just on his own thread, he has over 300 likes.
Yeah.
And it's all over from Raw Story.
Yeah.
So yay,
yeah.
Chris.
Yay, Chris. Well, she was a Nader, anti-war, Green Party. She has absolutely no core values. Chris is right. And also dealing with something awful that must be happening because he's talking to Commissioner Gordon on the bat phone.
In a very, very low voice, in hushed tones.
Yeah, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, as you know. When you're talking in these kind of tones, it can't be good.
It's cancer.
Stop it. Don't diagnose it. We don't know yet. We're just listening. Okay.
Stephanie, the board has cancer.
No, it does not. It does not. Listen, you know what? I'm not going to let her steal our joy this morning. Why? Because, hold please, several fantastic stories. DOJ asked judge to hold Trump's office in contempt over the classified documents. Sources say four more Trump associates will get criminal files.
Yeah.
It looks like Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Jeffrey Clark, Rudy Giuliani. DOJ has gained access to all of the Trump documents as the special master officially was.
I mean,
ixnayed.
Yesterday was not a good day, and Trump reacted to that this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm saving that for Glenn Kirshner. Oh, did I mention we have a big full Friday show?
Oh, yes, we do.
Glenn Kirshner, yeah. Ali Velshi, John Fugelsang, and of course Frangela. Chris can't play a statement.
Well, hang on a second.
But it is a statement from the office of the 45th Bassinet. Yeah, I know why. Yeah, what do you think could have set him off this week? You can't. You don't know. Don't touch that. Chris is looking at you with alarm. Yes, Trump kicked off this morning by lashing out at the DOJ over government documents the FBI was compelled to confiscate from Mar-a-Lago. Which has led to an investigation over obstruction of justice and possible violations of the Espionage Act. In case you were losing track of which criming.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Chris. Welcome back.
Hi.
Okay, here is the statement from the office of the board. If you want. Okay.
Now I know where it's at.
Oh, it's a series of troughs. Oh, it's all caps.
All caps.
Wow. Okay. What's going on with the FBI and Justice, quote-unquote, department? They seem to be totally out of control. There is right now a weaponization of the justice, the likes of which our country has never seen before. The Twitter and Facebook scandal has already proven to be, with the possible exception of spying on my campaign, the most sinister act in the history. Even the rhinos in the week are openly admitting the 2020 election was rigged, but in a darker way than ever the possible. So many lives destroyed. Wow, he's really, baby, he's super colicky this morning.
He got the feels.
Wow. Hmm. Was that, then he went on to, Has Kirsten Sinema started dating Elon Musk yet? What's happening?
Oh, what, God.
She hasn't gotten enough attention, has she?
Isn't she in a relationship with a dude?
Oh, who knows?
Hair.
The bisexual thing is probably bull, too. She can't take a stand on anything. Okay.
All right.
All right. Congratulations, Chris. We were celebrating your Twitter rockstardom while you were
staunching
the show bleeding.
Raw Story picked up my tweet.
Yes.
Yes, that's what Sue
you
said.
You missed your own publicity.
Wait, what tweet? I sent out a couple of tweets this morning.
Well, you got publicity for talking about the publicity whore, Kirsten Sinema.
Oh.
The one about you lived in Tempe and she's a quirky blah, blah, blah.
Oh. I bet she's not quirky.
Well,
she's
She's
okay.
Not quirky.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hooray. I'm famous.
All right. Wow. Sorry to break that news to you. You were just like 3 feet away, but there you go.
Congratulations. We were having some times.
Is everything fine now?
According to Denver, yes.
Okay.
So that's good.
Oh, people, a lot of questions, Travis. Dingus tweeted, watching your show today, when did you start using a Kerry Lake washout filter on your show? It's just a camera broke, so we just have to use the computer. So,
yeah.
But if it's a Kerry Lake filter, then
you look fabulous.
Awesome, fantastic.
And that's good news.
Look at
for
yourself
me
over there. So you can see yourself right there.
Yeah, actually, you look great.
Oh, good. Let's forget the broken camera.
That soft focus is doing wonders.
Fantastic. Hi, I'm Carrie Lake. Okay.
Please don't say that ever again.
I'm just another dumb Arizona bitch.
Well,
just kidding. Oh, golly. Come on, kids.
Well,
let's celebrate Britney being free and marriage equality.
Yes.
And Britney
Love Trump's hate.
Played for the Phoenix Mercury.
There you go.
So love another Trump's Arizona connection.
Love Trump's hate. We're not paying attention to you, Miss Look Over There. 20 minutes
you say
after.
You spent a whole segment on her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Open the show
I'm
with
not
her.
As obs-
I'm not
her
as obsessive as I used to be. At least it's only one segment and not years. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour.
Ask
this
us again at 8 o'clock.
This portion of the show brought to you by my Bombas socks.
Boing, boing, boing,
I am
boing.
Running. You know, they're my running socks today because I'm running away from my past of dating quirky blonde bisexual lunatics.
Mm-hmm. Just blonde?
It's the whole reason, you know, we have a security system.
Uh-huh.
Not important now.
Just blonde?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bombas makes it easy to buy for everyone on your list. Well, uh-huh. Okay. They design their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Did I dip my foot back in that lake a tiny bit? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Bombas' luxuriously smooth shirts are made from premium fabrics like merino wool, Pima cotton. They are so soft. They are so well constructed. I've never had socks like these. Pillow-like tabs. Right? No seams. Arch support. Stay up technology.
That's a lot in one sock.
You don't understand the... You know what? My sock falling down when I hike or run, you know what I say every time it happens?
What?
I'm like, oh, cinema. It's just an irritant. Any irritant in your life, that's a cinema.
Uh-huh.
When your sock falls down, you got to stop, take your sneaker off, pull it back up.
Ugh. What a nightmare.
Cinema. The gift of better basics never felt so good. This holiday season, give the goods that do a whole lot of good. For every pair you buy, they give a pair to someone in need. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping, always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, Miller, and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts.
That's Miller. Again, Miller.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm still the one who can scratch my itch.
You're
still the one that makes me laugh. We're still having fun, and you're still the one.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. All right.
So that last segment was about me, and
yes,
I missed it.
And you missed it. All right.
God.
Yes, I guess SiriusXM is having some tech issues. You can listen on a bunch of other...
Yeah, on Progressive Voices Channel or on WCPT on TuneIn, or you can go to freespeech.org and listen and watch there. And
the SiriusXM elves are repairing it.
They are. They're on it.
They're on it. We'll get it fixed in a minute. We are not yesterday's show. We are like the Who's in Whoville. We are here. We are here. We are here. We are live all this week and next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And indeed, Yahoo Dory. That's my point. Okay. Chris, now that you're back.
Okay. Hi.
Chris isn't here, man.
I'm a radio executive.
Oh, were you identified as a radio executive?
In Raw Story,
Oh, my goodness. Well, you are, in fact, general manager of Stephanie Miller Show International and Sons, Incorporated.
I'm just here to wear tight shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Travis it. Bone, executive producer. Just so everyone knows, with fancy titles.
He's the one. Yeah. Travis is the one with executive in his title.
Yeah. Well, you are general manager of Stephanie Miller and technical
that's
director,
fancy.
And I don't know whatever. What else do you want? I'm giving everything out for Christmas. What do you need in lieu of money?
Master of cheese.
Yes.
Master cheese
and,
master
and axe throwing.
Cheese master and major. Right. Just chief axe thrower of the Stephanie Miller Show. And horrible, horrible contestant on Guess the Quote.
Hey, I try.
Who said, there is no greater success than for a wrongful detainee to be freed and for them to go home? The Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Greiner home and to make the deal that was possible rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to. Who said that?
Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har.
No, that would be the family of Paul Whelan. So shut your stupid pie holes, you un-American holes.
Oh. Wow, a lot of holes in that.
Well, there's a lot of holes on the right.
Okay. Even Trump was complaining about it.
Oh, God.
And he also
Mr. Art of the Deal. By the way, why didn't you get Paul Whelan home for 2 years?
2 years.
The Art of the Deal! Putin's so scared of me. He would never have gone into Ukraine. Really? Why couldn't you get Paul Whelan back then? Oh, my God. First of all, they made it a completely separate deal. First of all, he's not a spy, and we don't have a Russian spy in our custody
Correct.
To trade. So it was a completely, right now, a completely impossible deal to make. They were ready to... Wait, you're going to turn down getting an American like Brittany Griner home? Oh, what a bunch of traitors to America.
Un-American.
She's an Olympian.
Right.
And a United States sports star. By the way, this is why I'm wearing this shirt, Black Lives Matter, because she was protesting... But a lot of us all over the world were protesting for Black Lives Matter. You know, the mistreatment of black people at the hands of police.
Yes.
She doesn't hate America.
Tucker Carlson said the only reason that Biden got her home is because she's a black lesbian.
Tucker Carlson could...
Suck a fish stick.
Suck my...
I'm just gonna.
I knew that would.
I'm gonna edit myself. I don't want to make your day worse. Well, I'm gonna make you die for the dumb switch. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Hey, John Fugelsang, Brangela, Ali Velshi,
yeah,
Glenn Kirshner, all
good
coming
day
up.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I serve in the United States.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Obviously, the former president was at the center of the effort to overthrow the government. So it would be foolish for me to say, you know, that's not something we're looking at. But I don't want to get ahead of the committee and say what our conclusion is, you know, especially when we will be done with this in the next few days.
Representative Zoe Loughlin. Very exciting. Criminal. Oh, I love the smell of criminal referrals in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And new news this morning on that front.
Yeah. What?
And some new news.
You know, it seems like you should get me. Thank God.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner. Glenn
Kirshner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again. Glenn Kirshner. MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Glenn
Steph.
Kirshner. First of all, I just have to get your take on, what is he, trothed? He has trothed. Trump has trothed
uh-huh.
this morning. Under the Presidential Records Act and the very well-established Clinton Sox case, the raid of Mar-a-Lago by the FBI and the taking of documents and many other items was illegal, in all caps, Glenn. So, mm-hmm. you know, everything should be returned at once. How's that work when you're a prosecutor? Do you just...
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That doesn't actually constitute an appeal of the 11th Circuit ruling just throwing out the special master. So go ahead and, you know, Truth Social away. You know, it means nothing.
I don't know. Does anyone demand to get, like, their drugs back the minute they... It's like, and also, could I have the stuff back?
Yeah.
Talk to us about big deal or not. The DOJ are asking the federal judge to hold Trump's office in contempt of court following this discovery of new classified documents stashed at Trump's property, despite his legal team's assurances that they had already handed over all the material. What do you make of this latest? Wait, there's even more.
Right.
We didn't tell you.
You know, this is really curious and perhaps unprecedented. I'm not celebrating it. Look, Donald Trump has held us in contempt for 6 years. It's nice to hear that he and his team might be held in contempt. But, you know, this is really, to use a legal term, a funky procedure going on with Chief Judge Beryl Howell overseeing whatever in the world she is overseeing. It almost feels like another version of a special master arrangement. That's not a criticism of Chief Judge Beryl Howell. I think she's terrific. But I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. What I do know is it doesn't seem to be all that effective to have some judge intervene and try to put, you know, fixes in place for what we all know is broken. What we all know is broken is that Trump and his defense team are corrupt, don't care about actually divulging themselves of all of these documents. And there's a way to remedy all this. It's with indictments for the crimes that we know Trump has committed.
Yeah. Well, you tweeted that. You said more stolen classified documents found at Trump's property. The worst part, they were found by Trump's legal team. Is it the same legal team that previously certified they've returned all the documents Trump stole from the feds? I was trying to, you know, make heads or tails of this, of what, you know, is it his attorneys throwing him under the bus because they don't want to get charged like the last attorneys that were obstructing?
You know, you can't make heads or tails of it because this is not a normal criminal justice thing. This is not the way we go about doing business, pulling judges into what kind of mediate disputes between prosecutors and, you know, targets of a criminal investigation. None of this makes any sense. But I do feel like it's a sign of weakness that the Department of Justice continues to play this game because they're playing this game on Donald Trump's playing field when they could change everything by simply beginning to indict folk for the crimes they committed. I do think the congressional, the J6 criminal referrals will actually help on that front.
Well, okay, so tell us what's happening now. The DOJ has gained access to all these Trump documents, obviously, right? The special master has officially been, that was ordered has officially been dismissed. So what does that mean? What's happening now? So the DOJ now has access to all these documents. The delay didn't work. Now what's happening?
So what that means is the decks have been cleared for Jack Smith to break into a justice sprint, right? There is no longer anything holding them back from using all of the documents that were seized from Mar-a-Lago in furtherance of criminal charges against Trump. And Steph, not only Trump, because we know Trump didn't load up boxes, ship them to Mar-a-Lago, unload them, put them wherever it was he was trying to hide them. This is going to be a conspiracy indictment. It's going to be Donald Trump and others that assisted him in this crime. Those are co-conspirators. And you know what? That is a challenging investigation. And that's what I think Jack Smith is probably trying to get his arms around as quickly as he can.
So speaking of associates, so obviously the breaking news this morning is that sources are saying four more Trump associates are in the criminal referral hot seat by the J6 committee. Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Jeffrey Clark, Rudy Giuliani. I can't remember, Gwen, if you were in the, you know, yes, it's good to make a criminal referral from the J6 committee, or it's not, or it doesn't matter. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's a co-equal branch of government that has done an exhaustive and pretty remarkable investigation on the Trump-launched attack on our democracy, interviewed more than 1,000 witnesses, collected up more than 1 million documents, and now they're putting a report together that's going to assimilate it all and show the American people, not just the Department of Justice, the crimes that have been committed. You know, DOJ can't ignore it. They won't be bound by it. They will beat their chest and say, we're proud of our independent prosecutorial discretion. Thank you very much, Congress. But it's going to be important. And I believe it has to move the needle, Steph, because if we see all of the evidence of the crimes that have been committed, you know, DOJ will see it. And I think DOJ will have to act.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the evidence is so overwhelming, Glenn, that they can't just say, oh, well, but, you know, it's not doesn't rise to it. Of course, it rises to a criminal referral. I mean, I think that train has already left the station about, oh, it's going to make it political. In what world is it not political that a former president tried to overthrow the government of the United States? Right.
It's all political. And here's what I'll say. You know, I've said this before. The chief of the J6 investigative team, Tim Heafey, former RICO prosecutor that I worked with for years, one of the best RICO prosecutors we've had at the Department of Justice. He hired a whole team of former federal prosecutors to conduct the J6 investigation. After we conduct an investigation, Steph, as prosecutors, we put together what's called a CIM, a case impression memo. That is a soup to nuts overview of all of the evidence, all of the law, and it concludes with a recommendation to indict or don't indict. This is what we are about to see, a case impression memo. Some people call it a prosecution report. That's what the J6 committee is about to deliver to us. And I think it's going to be really important.
Yeah. Okay. So I know it's hard to keep all these straight, but so this is the civil lawsuit against the president over J6. Trump's lawyers argue he should be immune from liability in regards to the three civil lawsuits about January 6th. As we know, a federal judge has ruled that it could move forward. Trump's lawyers say Trump's remarks at the Stop the Steal rally were safeguarded by ironclad presidential immunity as it relates to speech making. Is that a thing, Glenn? Is that?
No. I think you could scour the case law for the ironclad presidential immunity doctrine and you wouldn't find it. Listen, it is not. If a president is acting within the scope of his official duties, then he will enjoy some immunity. Launching an attack on the Capitol to stop your opponent's election win is not one of the official duties of a president. And that's why the courts, the judges, have basically thrown out this claim.
Yeah. You said something interesting in a tweet. You said Trump's pronouncement that the Constitution should be terminated indisputably and beyond a reasonable doubt proves his criminal intent. Will they be able to use that legally? Because that does seem true. He you know,
everything he posts, I would slap a government exhibit sticker on it and I would introduce it to the jury as evidence of Donald Trump's crimes or as evidence of his corrupt intent, his criminal mens rea, his guilty state of mind. Listen, he said basically, I want to be reinstalled as president, so I am willing to advocate terminating, his word, we didn't make that up, terminating the Constitution. If that doesn't scream out what his intent has been all along, I don't know what does.
Yeah. Which different countries am I thinking? Germany, and there's another one where they just they tried to overthrow the government, right-wing coup. Right, and they arrested them right away.
Peru, yeah.
Yeah, they arrested them right away in jail. Okay, I'm just, you know. just a point of order. You also tweeted about a New York case. You said New York jury convicts Trump Organization on all counts. Two important takeaways. One, this likely spells the end of the Trump Organization. Two, this increases the odds of a New York prosecution of Trump himself, given that the prosecution argued evidence shows Trump explicitly okayed tax fraud. Explain that, because why, given all that, why didn't they make him a target in the first place? Of course he knew. It's the Trump Organization.
It's inexplicable, Steph, because there are two data points that basically prove conclusively Donald Trump should have been criminally charged as part of the Trump Org prosecution. First of all, Pomerantz and Dunn, the two prosecutors from the DA's office who had been involved in investigating Donald Trump, made a recommendation to District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Boss, we have enough evidence to indict. We have enough evidence to convict. And Alvin Bragg killed the investigation and only let the case proceed against Trump Org and against Alan Weisselberg, Trump's longtime chief financial officer. And then in closing arguments at the Trump Org case, the prosecutor argued, and I quote, the evidence shows that Donald Trump explicitly okayed tax fraud. If that's what the evidence proved, Donald Trump should have been a defendant. Now, there's a little bit of hope because we know that Alvin Bragg just hired yet another prosecutor, this Matthew Colangelo guy, who is supposed to be top notch, came from the Department of Justice before that. Yeah. He was with Tish James' office investigating Trump. And listen, all of these hires, Steph, Colangelo, Thomas Wyndham, the national security and terrorism prosecutor that was brought on at DOJ to get after Trump, Jack Smith, all of these people are being brought to the table because there will be prosecutions of Donald Trump, not because there will be no prosecutions of Donald Trump.
The start, you know, the restarting or whatever it is of the Stormy Daniels, the individual one case. I mean, as you always say, let's take the maiden legal voyage. And apparently Alvin Bragg needed Alvin Bragg to take the other maiden legal voyage. I don't know. I mean, I don't care how we get to justice with Alvin Bragg as long as we do. Right. I mean, it seems, like you say, a little convoluted how we're getting here in terms of, you know, going at the target. Right.
Yeah, Bragg has lost my confidence. I think he's lost the confidence of the people of New York. And I saw him pop up on MSNBC. And boy, he said nothing to restore even a little bit of my faith in him. So now the only thing I'm going to be convinced by is a New York indictment of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, you summed up the week. You said yesterday was a good day, Senator Warnock, a win for decency and competence in government. Trump Organization convictions, a win for the rule of law. J6 committee criminal referrals to the DOJ, a win for accountability. All in all, a good week for us, for democracy, for America, a bad week for Donald Trump. It's weird how whenever it's a good week for America, it seems like it's a bad week for Trump, doesn't it?
Go figure. Maybe he's an enemy of the state.
Maybe. Look at you. You just... I just make them say crazy things. All right. Love you, Glenn Kirshner. See you next week.
Love you, Steph. See you guys.
Thanks, Glenn.
Right. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the greatest Cozy Earth story ever. The greatest story in the world.
Oh?
I sent Cozy Earth pajamas to Lily Tomlin and Jane Wagner to say thank you for a fantastic dinner party.
And you heard from them?
At their house. And, okay, I didn't hear. And I was like, huh. I sent them because who doesn't love getting amazing soft pajamas.
Right.
Yeah.
So I finally texted the assistant, did you get them? Apparently my gift card somehow didn't get in there. So they
didn't know who it was from.
But now.
Who got the address to our house?
But they love them. They love them.
Good.
And, I'm telling you, you will be a gift-giving hero. Everybody loves Cozy Earth sheets or pajamas. They are so soft, so luxurious. Right? I'm like, what do you get for fancy people like that? Fancy pajamas or sheets, Cozy Earth, Oprah's favorite things list 4 years in a row. You cannot go wrong. Oh, thank God. He was like, oh, thank God, the mystery's solved. He's like, I even called the company trying to figure
it out. Whew.
I swear I put Merry Christmas Comedy Moms. I called them my Comedy Moms. I swear I put that in there.
That could have been from like 25 different female
comedians. They were so excited they ripped it off of the card and went flying.
They're probably listening to this right now in their Cozy Earth pajamas.
Yes.
All cuddled up together.
All cozy.
Yes.
Like
listening
two little
to this.
Bugs in a rug.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You too can be a gift-giving hero. Go to CozyEarth.com. Oh my God, the best, the softest, the most luxurious sheets and jammies. They are made from bamboo. from viscose, from bamboo.
Highly sustainable.
They're highly sustainable and temperature regulating. Thanks for asking. Uh-huh. Okay. Save 40% right now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, this holiday offer ends soon. That's a lot of fanciness for a fantastic price. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Stephanie at checkout. Save 40%. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. Well, I just cannot say enough about the reaction you get when you send Omaha Steaks. My girlfriend, who is a carnivorous beast, loved the filet mignons and the burgers and the chicken. My sister just asked for Omaha Steaks. Not kidding. I went to stay with her. Here's the thing. It's kind of for me, too, because I'm going to send it to her as a thank you for Thanksgiving. I'm going to go back at Christmas and eat it.
Yeah.
It's experience. It's not just something you give somebody. It's an experience you can do together. You will not believe the amount of food, the quality of the food, and the price you get. The steak expert at Omaha Steaks have put together a specially curated gift package. It'll make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use the code Stephanie at checkout. You get an additional $30 off your order. You get the butcher's cut filet mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, scalloped potatoes, caramel apple tartlets. Order today knowing you're getting the very best. OmahaSteaks.com, 50% off site-wide with the promo code Stephanie at checkout for that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself. Sir parties a lot. He begins...
Irma Gerd, Free Speech TV, it's the last day of the fund drive.
That's right.
Check this out, frontline funders, Brenda in Texas. Hi, Andrew in San Diego. We're so inspired by everyone's, what they've already donated, that they're putting up a surprise $10,000 match for the final day today.
Uh-huh. What?
That's on top of the match we already have. Whoa. Now is the time where you can triple your impact to get us to the finish line. And as soon as we cross it, we unlock an extra $10,000 for Free Speech TV. Right now is the time.
Yes.
Freespeech.org.
It all helps keep us on the air and free of corporate influence.
Please, right before the holidays, I'm just the little match girl. Please. I blew out the match. Please give now.
Is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by a super cool holiday gift, Masterclass.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's super excited about this. Everybody loves Masterclass. 180 classes right now. They're always adding new people. Anything you've ever wanted to know about or learn about. Now that Chris LaVoy has been identified in the press today as a high-powered radio executive.
Uh-huh.
He's going to move to the next level, Travis, and leave us behind. He's taking a Bob Iger class.
That's right.
Masterclass.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to be running a studio.
That's what executives
learn
do.
How to executive.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. You can these cinematic on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. You can watch from your phone, tablet, living room. Just listen in audio on the go mode. Mm-hmm. I do that sometimes when I'm a hiking. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do. Masterclass membership. You get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie. That is masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply. 54 minutes after the hour, we have Ali Velshi, John Fugelsang, Frangela, all coming up on the
cool
big
show.
On the big shoot. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, love tweets from yesterday's comedy legend Margaret Cho Day.
Mm-hmm.
Will said, Margaret Cho used to teach Sunday school. Learning that on the Stephanie Miller Show was... There are things you cannot learn anywhere
that
else.
That was unexpected.
I assume she taught the filthiest Sunday school class ever, but that was the funnest fact I've ever learned on my own show. Oh, pardon me. In addition to the talk about sex in space that we had yesterday, because they're sending an all-female crew, so there won't be any sex.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't think they thought this all the way through. Nikki says, I never thought about astronauts having weightless sex in space until I heard it on the Stephanie Miller Show. We do cover everything in science and elsewhere here on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm just saying it makes women hot if we don't have to worry about our weight. I'm just saying weightlessness. It's a big turn on. There's going to be sex. And then Rude Pundit with the rudest tweet ever. He said, if you want floating globs in space, have at it. That was disgusting. And somebody's going to name their band that, Floating. Floating globs in space.
Yeah.
These boobs
kind of like move independent of each other.
Like slow motion. It'd be fantastic.
No. I think it would be weird.
That's weird.
Okay, Richie Torres tweeted, the Florida lawmaker behind the Don't Say Gay bill has been indicted on wire fraud and money laundering charges. He's every bit as fraudulent as his legislation. I feel like it's a good week for love. Good week for love, Trump's hate. Don't you think?
Sure.
Brittany's home. Marriage equality passed. It is okay. Oh, by the way, Rachel Bitticoffer said, thanks to the leadership of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, marriage equality will be the law of the land and not subject to the whims of the Republican Party's right-stripping Supreme Court. Equality wins. I saw this one. What's her name? I don't know if we got that soundbite, but Brian Tyler Cohen said, holy... A Republican just started crying on the floor of Congress, begging them to vote against. Begging them to vote against protecting marriage equality. Elizabeth tweeted, imagine crying because you want to deny other human beings the right to marry who they love.
Right. That bill had absolutely nothing to do with this woman.
I know.
I'll tell you my priority. Protect religious liberty. Protect people of faith. And protect Americans who believe in the true meaning of marriage. I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill. And I yield back.
That bill
does
nothing to ruin her faith.
Oh my God.
But that bill will ruin...
She's crying about people having the same right she has to marry who she loves.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This party is just awful.
If her faith is going to be ruined by a bill like this, her faith isn't strong.
Yeah, much of a faith. Okay. Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hey, just a quick joke. What does Kyrsten Sinema and a limp penis have in common?
What's that?
They're both useless.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody get it out of your system. Our whole first segment was me getting it out of my
craw
system.
It was in
getting
your craw.
Cinema out of my system. Yeah. Yes. Hey, we have America's Newsman coming up.
Yes,
and my personal comedy, Jesus, all in this hour. John Fugelsang and Ali Velshi coming up.
V fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.